This podcast is brought to you in part by Amazon.com. If you could be doing some shopping on Amazon, if you could and would, please stop by Proving Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site and podcast tremendously. Now, on with the show.
And we're back! Just kidding. We haven't been here. We actually haven't had a Press X to Win for a few weeks. But we're back, finally, with another episode of the Press X to Win podcast. With me, as always, is Ricky.
Hey.
And Tricky.
What up?
And I have a special guest who hasn't been here in a while. You know him! You love him! Jake Jimenez!
I dislike video games.
Hold on a second, wait a second. We may know him, but we definitely don't love him.
Everyone loves Jake. Who doesn't love Jake?
I love me.
No, everybody loves Raymond, not Jake.
Well, whatever.
You watched that show, nobody loved Raymond.
His brother was like, had that really deep ass voice, and was like,
hey, Raymond. He was the best part of that show.
Let's not get into that show now.
His voice was super awkward.
This week on Press X to Win, we talk about Everybody Loves Raymond and why there aren't more Everybody Loves Raymond video games.
Yes. Welcome to Press X to Win, episode 19. Yes. Hiatus is gone yet again. There's still no video games, but there is some news. Yeah. Well, so,
I don't want to derail your show. But have you told your listeners the biggest news of all?
Jake's back, duh!
Yeah.
Jake's back! Yeah, Jake's back!
Well, even better news than Jake's back.
Oh,
you have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
We have recently transitioned.
There we go.
As part of moving on with Proven Gamer to join the Structure Network. I said Structured Network a while back, but it's the Structure Network. As the owner of Proven Gamer, why don't you tell us about the merge, Tricky?
Well, as everybody knows, you know, you guys are featured on ProvenGamer.com. I brought you on because you guys are great podcasters. But to make Proven Gamer better and get more exposure, we have merged with two other sites. One was Boston Gamer, which is now officially known as the Structured Network, which we are all part of. And the other website, The Electric Sisterhood, who's also coming over. The important thing to know is that all of the content that you guys see and love on the site is still going to be there. It's just now we're going to open up our avenues. So because now we are partnered with other websites, now we can borrow writers from their website to write articles for Proving Gamer, make it bigger, better for the listeners. But like I said, the most important thing for you to know is what you know now is not going to change at all. You're just going to get more content. You're not going to have to resubscribe on another feed. The feed's going to stay the same. Everything's going to stay basically what you know, other than now you're going to get more content, and Jake, Ricky, and Nate are going to be able to bring on other guests other than Proving Gamer guests to come on, and they'll tell you about their website and whatnot, and it's just bigger and better for everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Much bigger, much better, and it's going to be awesome. And without further ado, let's get into the topic we do every week. What have you been playing? I wish I had that. I wish I had like a sound to play after that and be like, "What are you playing?" And it's like,
we'll make a ring or something, some kind of yeah.
I want a fun song.
We'll make a jingle, not you rapping. We're not doing that.
Time to talk about what we're playing. And here's Ricky to go first. Yeah, yeah. What, Ricky, have you been playing?
All right. I actually played Journey for the first time. That was actually a pretty cool experience.
How was your journey with Journey?
It was a hell of a journey. Yeah, so funny. He did the joke. Yes. Journey was good. It's a gorgeous game. I really loved the experience and the build up to the end. I streamed the whole thing, to see if anybody would watch. I had a few viewers. But, it was pretty cool. It was definitely an experience. I liked it a lot.
Anything else?
We'll
talk about what we've been playing as part of. Me and Ricky played a specific game.
Yeah,
and we'll get into that later. But have you been playing anything else? We played some ESO.
ESO, and yeah, that's basically it. I haven't been playing much.
Jake, what have you been playing?
Let me tell you about Dying Light real quick.
Here we go.
Do we have to?
Yeah, yeah, we have to, because it's what I was playing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jake is back.
All right, look, I sign up for Gamefly. I get Dying Light because Nate won't shut the fuck up about Dying Light. So great. Amazing. It's so cool. It's so awesome. I regret getting the season pass because the DLC was garbage. That's Nate. So I pop in expecting this eye-opening, world-changing console gaming experience. What I get is one of the most garbage fucking movement systems I have ever experienced in a video game. Like, straight up, I'm sure the game's great after you get used to the movement system, but I'm not gonna get used to the movement system. I sent that motherfucker back. That's what I've been playing. And
so it's just, you're basically pulling a tricky with Witcher 3.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I resent that.
I kind of...
You are pulling a tricky.
I kind of, like, felt, like, my inner tricky, you know? Just his soul.
Like a Jedi.
Yeah.
Are we coining that phrase now?
Inner tricky.
Inner yes. tricky.
We're coining that now.
You guys can go fuck yourselves, by the way.
Well, you can pull in your inner Donnie, too, if you want. You just gotta call gamers really stupid.
Shout out to Trophy Horse episode 219, apparently.
What have you been playing, Tricky?
Well, I've been going back and, I'm going back through Arkham Knight again only because of the fact that I upgraded my PlayStation 4 to a, 2 terabyte hard drive.
Nice.
And when I did that, apparently my PlayStation Plus cloud did not, upload my Batman save. So I had nothing. So when I went to go play the Batgirl DLC, my original save was gone, so I'm going back through the game, playing it through it again, getting all the Riddler trophies and all that stuff. I'm streaming that nonstop on, our Proving Gamer Twitch page, which is twitch.tv/Proving Gamer, so check that out. Going back through that, and then for some oddball reason, I decided to pick up Disney Infinity 2.0, and I bought the, Marvel Collector's Edition with the Gloria statue, which is freaking great. I love this thing. But I got that about 6 hours ago, and I haven't stopped playing it.
I want to see the Marvel statue.
I can show it to you.
Yes, show it to me while we're talking. And that's it. That's it, Tricky?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So I've been not going to school because there's no school, and I haven't been going to work because there's no work. So I've been playing a shit ton of video games. First of all, I finished Game of Thrones episode 5. That's probably going to be Telltale's best series when it's all said and done, if it's going like the direction I feel like it's going. That game is just fantastic, like really cool. I also played some Batman Arkham Knight DLC. That Batgirl DLC, which Tricky, you said you played as well. He's looking for his Marvel figure right now, so
no.
You can show it to me. Oh, there
no,
you go.
I have it. Hold on, let me turn off the light. Hold on a second.
Okay. but I played through that DLC. It's actually pretty cool. Some of the environments they created on that island were pretty neat, actually. The DLC is really short, and, you know, Batgirl does play a lot like, you know, Batman and stuff. But it's still kind of a nice piece of content for $7, you know? I've been playing a lot of Elder Scrolls Online. I got the Rocket League Platinum. I've been playing that game a lot. Me and my girlfriend really liked that game. I rented Godzilla the game.
Oh, God.
God damn it, that game sucks. God damn, that game sucks. Literally, every level is, hey, there's three buildings that have shit in them. Kill them. And then eventually you'll fight like one iconic monster from Godzilla, and it's not a fun fight because the buttons fucking suck. That's all you need to know about that game. We played Godzilla so you don't have to. We also played the Destiny DLC so you don't have to. We're going to get to that in a little bit.
Just for the record, nobody wanted to play Godzilla, so you didn't do anybody a favor.
Man, some people were like, I remember on the podcast Beyond Boards, people were like, oh, hey, has anyone played Godzilla? And I was like, I played Godzilla. It sucks. Don't play it. I also been playing a lot of Tembo, the badass elephant.
Elephants.
Which is Jake or Ricky played a little bit.
Yep.
What did you think of it, Rick, before I get into my impressions of the full game?
It's pretty fucking badass. I actually like it. It's a something different out of Game Freak, the creators of the Pokemon games. So I think it's pretty refreshing, actually. I was having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool game. It plays a lot like kind of like a version of Sonic if Sonic was a little bit heavier.
Smashes everything.
Yeah, he smashes everything, and holy shit, does that game get fucking hard. I'm on the last two levels of it now, and god damn it, it's fucking hard. But that's what I've been playing a lot of, mainly that game. Maybe playing a bit of other stuff every once in a while, but mainly just playing that. There's really not a lot to play right now.
Nope.
Ugh, god, the summer game drought is in full effect. So, before we get into... Actually, let's just screw it. Before we get into our news stories, we played Destiny expansions. And what'd you think of the Destiny expansions, Rick?
Doesn't change my mind on Destiny at all. It's still the same fucking game we played when it first came out. Big grind system that gets repetitive. I still don't like the game. I'm maybe considering getting the Taken King if it's, you know, something new, but I don't know. So far, Destiny has not done anything for me at all. Big waste of time. Yeah.
Fuck Destiny.
Yeah.
But for real. My little brother loves that game. He won't stop playing it.
So does mine.
And I'm like, you know, it's just like World of Warcraft in space with guns, right? And with
that's all it is.
System. And he's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. World of Warcraft doesn't have different classes, and I'm like, boy, I'm gonna slap the teeth.
It does.
Like, come on now.
It's just not a very good game. It's very grindy. Like, the content feels recycled. Like, a lot of it is just like, oh, hey, this was an area that was in the original game. We just added a little bit to it to make it a level. And, like, the loot system still sucks. Like, the best gun I've ever gotten, I got from the second DLC, and it's a pistol. That's a secondary.
That's probably
the coolest gun I've ever gotten in that game. And like,
it's just
like, hey, you like to fight enemies? Here's a shit ton of fucking enemies. Deal with it. Me and Ricky died countless times.
The first level. Yeah.
On the first level of the first of the second DLC. But yeah, if you're wondering if Destiny's gotten better with the expansions, we're gonna give you the press X to win. Guarantee that it still sucks. Don't play it. And with that, let's get into our news stories.
Alright.
So QuakeCon was this weekend. A lot of Fallout 4 details came out. Apparently you can't romance anyone that's not a human, which I'm perfectly fine with. I don't want to romance a ghoul. That's fucking weird.
I wanted to.
There's going to be 12 companions, and they talked a little bit about the special system. So what exactly did they say about the special system, Ricky?
Basically, this went into the details. I haven't played Fallout 3, so I'm not really the expert on this, but they just went more in-depth, like, exactly what you can do with it. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
It's the song we play. This is how we talk while Ricky looks something up. Jake! You built a new computer. How's that computer going?
It's pretty awesome, let me tell you, Nate.
Color does it light up?
It's red and black. The whole thing's red.
Red and black. Yeah. Jerky, did you find the thing now?
Did you just call me?
You said, hey, Tricky, did you look? Am I supposed to be looking this thing up?
No, I said, hey, Ricky. All right, Ricky, did you look the thing up?
Oh, you definitely didn't say
it's
Rick.
It's similar.
Ricky,
I can see where the confusion would come from.
Yes.
Tricky Ricky, it's just, man, you guys could fusion together and be Tricky Ricky.
Yes, but instead of Vegito,
you can be Tricky Ricky.
Oh my god. Alright, so the special system, it's basically a perk system. Was it in the last game?
Yeah, special
system. Yes, it was, yeah.
Okay. So basically, what I read over is basically they improved everything, made it more versatile, a lot more options, like a bigger tree. And everything. They actually had a live demo shown to the press, so they went more in depth about like everything from the romance system to.
You know if you can find that demo anywhere?
Nothing online? Yet. I've been looking. Yeah. So. Yeah, just.
Well,
a lot more
Fallout
details.
4 is gonna be fucking amazing. We already all know this.
Yep.
But you know what game also looks really cool? is Doom. Yes. Jake wants to talk about Doom.
Yes.
Because there's a multiplayer alpha coming soon. When is coming soon? None of us fucking know.
Soon. It's coming soon.
I hate coming soon, by the way. I'm just going to rant real quick about coming soon. When you say something's coming soon and then it doesn't come within the next 6 months, fuck you.
It's a tease.
That's a tease. That's dumb.
It's not coming soon.
Anyway, Ricky or Jake, how do you feel about Doom?
I mean, I still feel the same way about the single player that we saw at E3, that it looks really cool, but I'm a little bit concerned about some of the multiplayer stuff they were talking about, like loadouts, two weapons only for an arena shooter. I mean...
Halo.
I mean, yeah, Halo, but Halo. You know, was designed for the console, and Doom has always been a mostly PC franchise. So for them to turn around and go, hey, you got loadouts, two weapons, but we still want to make it Quake is kind of like... I'm not so sure about that. One of the cool things about those games was that you'd run around the map, collect all the weapons, collect the power up, stuff like that. But
that's
now
one of
it's
that made the new
just
order so
two
good.
Weapons, which is kind of it's setting up some red flags for me.
The new order was so cool because, or was it? It's called the new order. The new order was so cool because you could pick up all the weapons and just have a shit ton of weapons.
Yeah,
I feel like they're missing out like on that in the Doom. Hey, Tricky, how do you feel about Doom?
It was good as a kid, but I'm not really interested in it now.
Are you going to play the alpha if it comes soon, apparently?
if I get it for free, I'll play it. If not, then no.
Hey, here's one thing I'm going to do before we move on to our next topic. What the fuck happened with the damn Doom beta that was supposed to come when you bought Wolfenstein?
Oh, that's like, coming soon.
Is that coming soon, too?
Yeah, they're both coming soon. So it's supposed to be an alpha, and then it's supposed to be a beta.
Yeah, fuck off. Next topic. This was something that me and Ricky had both been playing too
Street
as well.
Street Fighter!
Street Fighter V had an epic beta basically a fucking title screen.
It doesn't work.
And a training mode. Actually, I got into the training mode, believe it or not.
I didn't even get into the training mode.
Last night I was playing for a little bit in the training mode, and that's a really good training mode. God damn, I want to fight someone online. Like, what the hell, guys? Like, I don't want to sit in a training mode for 10 minutes and not be matched with someone. I should, like, sit in a training mode for, like, 30 seconds and then be matched with someone. Like, I mean, Ryu plays great. Like, don't get me wrong. And that new character with the metal in his face, he's pretty cool. But that game just didn't. That was an epic fail of a beta. Like I'm still trying, and that game crashes to main menu screen every time I try it now. Ever since I played the training mode, so I might just reinstall it and see what happens. But
it's a beta for a reason.
Did you try to get in the Street Fighter V beta at all?
No, I did not because I think Street Fighter sucks.
Okay. Speaking of epic fails, I'm joking.
It doesn't
Mortal
suck.
Kombat
no, I didn't.
Sucks.
Fuck Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you.
Go ahead, say what you're saying.
I'm gonna get a little controversial on your podcast real quick. I try my best to stay out of betas and alphas and stuff like that because the reality is a beta is nothing more than a company or a developer turning around and having you Q&A their game without actually paying you for it.
Yeah,
now the trade-off is, you get to play the game earlier. Yes, that's a good trade-off for most gamers. But in reality, what they're doing is they're sending Q&A out to have people game test their games, and they don't pay you for it. And 9 times out of 10, let's all be honest here, how many times have we all gotten into a beta? We're supposed to report back bugs. How many of us actually reported back bugs?
Me, I have.
I've reported back bugs.
I do.
Not many do, though.
No, I agree.
Always reporting your bugs.
actually, I completely agree with Tricky on this.
Yeah.
The thing about betas, at least recently, back in the day, you know, if you got invited to a beta, you didn't report bugs, you could get ejected from the beta. And most people that were in the beta actually were helping. But nowadays, betas and alphas are mostly just marketing hype. That's what they do. They get you to buy the game that came out the year before, so you get beta or alpha code. Then you go in there, and then you build up hype for it, and then the game comes out. How many times have we played betas of games, and then the game comes out, and none of the bugs that were reported are actually fixed? It's the same fucking game.
Yep.
Like, for real. It's all it is. It's just marketing hype, and they're getting you to do the marketing for them, and they're getting you to bug test the game for them at no cost.
Personally, I believe every game should have a beta. Just because...
Every multiplayer
game. Every multiplayer game should have a beta. It doesn't have to be public. It could be private. But, like, the thing is, every game should have a beta because, you know, look at some of the problems some of these games have had. If Battlefield 4 had had a fucking beta that actually did something and wasn't just a fucking demo, that game would have worked on PS4 on the day it came out.
I don't think so.
No.
I really don't think so. And I don't. And I'm not saying that just to go against you, what you're saying. I'm saying that because of the fact that every game should not have a beta. Because the fact of the matter is, the only games that need betas, so to speak, are multiplayer games. Or
that's what
games
I'm saying, multiplayer games specifically.
But it's not, they don't need the betas for you to report back the bugs. What they really need the betas for is to test the quality of the servers.
Yes.
To test the stress of the servers. They don't need you to go in and say, well, if I happen to go to this corner, the wall falls out. They'll find that on their own. What they really need to use betas for is to find out, can a million people get on this server and it still stay up? That's why, like, right now you're bitching about the Street Fighter V beta. That's what this beta is for. By the time Street Fighter V comes out, Capcom should use every freaking bit of data they have right now to realize, oh shit, how many people just tried to get in and our servers crashed immediately. Let's fix this by launch.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Tricky on this.
So why you're bitching right now about the fact that you can't play the beta, you should be happy that you can't play the beta, because now this is sending a huge fucking red flag to Capcom saying, hey, fix your shit before a game launches.
They better fix it.
Well, I think anything's better than early access, though. I feel like this is still better than early access if you're looking at it.
Technically it is, because you're not paying usually to access the beta, unless it's one of those things where the only way you can get a beta key is by buying Wolfenstein The New Order. For example,
I mean, you know, usually like
that's the same shit as early access, because you're still paying a premium cost up front, not just for the game, but because you want that beta. You understand?
No, I understand. I kind of like the idea of, you know, paying $5 and getting a beta, and if you don't like the game, just canceling your pre-order. Like, I think that's fine, and I think it's, yes, it's kind of a skeevy way to get pre-orders, but it makes sense. Like, you know, if you know, the Street Fighter beta had come out, and I was like, Ryu plays like shit. I would have just canceled my game right away, you know? Same thing I'll do with, you know, upcoming betas like Black Ops and Siege and stuff. But, like, multiplayer betas are smart, because then we don't have these multiplayer problems on day one, which we've been having with the next-gen consoles, and it's been so bad it's ridiculous this year.
Oh, yeah.
The last few years, you know?
But see, and what you just said kind of irritates me a little bit, the fact that you just said that if you would have picked up the beta and Ryu plays like shit, you would have canceled your pre-order. You can't do that. Because
it's a beta.
And it's a beta. That's not the final product. Now,
I mean, the training mode is what I'm saying. If I had gone to that training mode and just didn't like how Ryu controlled, it just didn't seem fun to me, then I wouldn't have wanted to play Street Fighter anyway.
And I get that. But on the same aspect, you need to turn around to Capcom and say, hey, Capcom, Ryu's playing like shit. If enough people report that, maybe they'll fix it. Maybe they won't. It doesn't matter. But in reality, I mean, people use betas. Most gamers use betas as a way to play a game early. They could care less about actually bug reporting and reporting shit. You should be the one saying, listen, I'm in this beta. I care about this game. Let me contact Capcom. Because the reality is, for every one person that reports, nine don't.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. Like, look, I'm sure this Call of Duty Black Ops 3 beta is just going to be to test their new servers, like Treyarch servers, with the new stuff they added. I mean, yes, you'll get a little bit of feedback, like, oh, yeah, I don't like the way this moves or this gun shoots. But, I mean, at that point, that beta's coming out in August. It's not going to – I don't think it'll matter a whole lot. I think it's more to test the servers than anything. But I think at the same time, people want to try the game out before – they get it, and that's part of what's hurting it too.
Well, I think Call of Duty's, I think Call of Duty's beta is not about testing the servers, because they've done enough games with multiplayer that they know what their servers should expect. That beta is actually bug testing.
Yeah.
Because at this point, if Activision, Treyarch, and, you know, Sledgehammer and Infinity Ward, if they don't know what it takes to keep their servers up going on those Call of Duty games, they're out of their fucking minds. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's some interesting betas out there. I don't know. I'm interested to see how Siege is. Like, that's why I got the beta, because I just want to see how that game plays and see if it's something I'd want to play. My problem with a beta is that no one's going to be using the mic. You know, it's just a bunch of idiots playing the game to try it out before it comes out. And once the game comes out, people actually start using the mic. But, like, the idea that, you know, people are going to work together in a beta is sort of weird. But
well, the fact that anybody on multiplayer is going to work together ever other than your friends, you're out of your mind.
What's it, Call of Duty?
Yeah.
That's why I don't like multiplayer games. You know what things I also don't like? When games get delayed. And we found out originally that Tomb Raider was not going to come to PS4 at all, from what it seemed. There was no news or anything. Well, this week we finally found out that Tomb Raider will be coming to PC early in 2016. Oh. And then, or Rise of the Tomb Raider, I'm sorry. Rise of the Tomb Raider will be coming to PC early in 2016. And will be coming to PS4 at the end of 2016. So how do you guys feel about this? I mean, I think this game is sent to die no matter what. Here's why. It's coming up the same day as Fallout 4. I had a long conversation on Profi Horrors this week about it, which you can listen to. This game coming out the same day as Fallout 4 is bad marketing for the game that sold 6 million copies but was still a failure. I don't understand this. Like, yes, some people will buy, you know, it over Fallout because they don't like Fallout. And yes, some people will buy it and Fallout because they have money. But the thing is we know Fallout will be the second or third highest selling game this year. I don't think anyone disagrees with me on that, right?
I do.
You think Fallout won't, really?
Yes.
You think Call of Duty Battlefront, then Fallout? You don't think?
No, I don't think Battlefront even. I think it'll be in the top five, but I think. Yes. My opinion, just my opinion, I think the Phantom Pain will actually beat out Fallout.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's still a very niche game, I feel like.
Yep.
It's still a stealth game, and not a lot of people like stealth games, especially in this Call of Duty saturated world.
No, you don't like stealth games. Metal
but
Gear,
I know a lot of people
Metal
don't like
Gear
stealth
is
games.
A fucking juggernaut.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
you underestimate Metal Gear.
What I'm saying is this game won't sell that well for Xbox. But this is one thing that one of the people on Trophy Horse brought up is this game, it's smart in a sense too, because then if you don't make much money with the Xbox, then you're going to make some money with PC, and then you're going to make money with PS4. So, I mean, you'll make money over a certain amount of time. But then the thing is it too late for this game on Xbox?
Oh, absolutely. If you own an Xbox exclusively, it's not. If that's the only console you own, that's the only platform you're going to play on, then you're still probably going to get Rise of the Tomb Raider when it comes out on Xbox. If you have an Xbox and a PS4, I mean, you'll still probably get it on the Xbox unless you don't mind waiting until it comes out on PS4. But honestly, if you have both, you'll probably get it for the first one that comes out. However, if you own an Xbox and a PC or a PC and a PS4, I mean, personally, you know, I own an Xbox and a PC, so I'm not fucking getting it on Xbox now. I'm gonna get it on my PC, and I'm gonna run it at ridiculous settings and shit, because that's what I do. And I think a lot of people that own both those systems are gonna do that.
I think this is smart in a way, though, because think about it. Uncharted's coming out in March, right? Yep. So Uncharted's gonna be better than Tomb Raider. I don't think anyone disagrees with me on that. Uncharted will be better than Tomb Raider. Naughty Dog is a better studio than Crystal Dynamics. And so,
you're not a fanboy at all, are you? Once you've finished
Uncharted 4, you know, later that you'll have a game that's similar to it at the end of the year, which is, I mean, smart. I mean, I'll probably pick it up in the fall for PS4, you know, after I've gotten my Uncharted fix. But at the same time, like, I still think this game doesn't look as good as the first one. So they have to really do some proving to me, I think, on this. I mean...
Okay, let me explain my theory on Rise of the Tomb Raider here. Microsoft basically fucked themselves by buying the exclusive rights. Because, as you said, it's coming out on the same day as Fallout. Now, you're gonna get the people out there that are gonna argue back and forth that, well, Microsoft probably didn't know when they made the deal for Rise of the Tomb Raider when Fallout 4 was gonna come out. That's bullshit. Microsoft knew. At least they had a general idea of when they were going to come out. Here's the problem. As you mentioned before, when Tomb Raider first came out, they labeled it as a failure, even though it sold 6 million copies. So Square Enix or Crystal Dynamics, they probably, when Microsoft turned around and said, hey, let's get exclusive with this, they probably jumped at that opportunity to recoup the losses, and I'm putting quotation marks for anybody that sees me on camera, the losses they got in Tomb Raider to get that money to produce the game and to come out. Now, Microsoft shot themselves in the foot because now it's going to come out with Fallout, and yes, you're absolutely right, it's probably going to suffer on sales for the Xbox, and Microsoft probably shot themselves in the foot with that. But the problem with this is the fact that the game is still going to come out. And, you know, while you're arguing the fact that they're shooting themselves in the foot, just because somebody buys Fallout the day it comes out doesn't mean that they're not going to turn around in a month or two, go out and buy Tomb Raider. Everybody expects, oh, the game's going to come out, this is the release date, it's coming out in Fallout 4, it's going to fail. No, you have to understand, not everybody picks up games day one. Some people wait until it hits the bargain bin or whatnot. And by that time, the companies, the developers, the publishers, they've all made their money from the stores.
But this game isn't going to sell Xboxes, let's be honest.
No, that's, it's not. No. It's never going to sell
Microsoft
Xboxes.
Is going to lose money on this game no matter what, and I don't think they give a shit.
Absolutely, yeah. And I agree with you 100% on that. But that's not, you know, the problem is, and I'm not trying to call you out, Nate. I'm really not. But the problem is that a lot of gamers have your mentality, and it's like, well, you know, even I argue with Donnie on Trophy Wars about this. If the game doesn't appeal to you, you immediately shit on it. And I get that, because it's like Metal Gear. Metal Gear is a juggernaut. Just because the stealth game doesn't apply to you, you're a little blinded and jaded in the fact of, oh, well, it's going to outsell Metal Gear. Because you never even considered it when you said Fallout was going to be the second best-selling game. You never even considered Metal Gear. Metal Gear is a game I'm highly looking forward to.
Me too.
Okay? And when you get blinded by that, and like with Donnie, you turn around and says, well, I don't want another remastered. Well, fuck. Okay, now, I don't know this off the top of my head. I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark. Jake, did you have a PS3?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, okay. Then my argument's not going to be as valid this time, but let's just say Jake never had a PS3. He decides to go out and buy a PlayStation 4. Now, because of the remastered, he can go play The Last of Us that he never had the chance to play before. Or people that jump ship from the 360 over to PlayStation 4, all these remasters. And people, like Donnie's like, I want people to start making games, new games. I want different videos. Like Donnie can't understand why Rock Band and Guitar Hero are coming out. Yeah. That game appeals to a lot of people, including at least two of us on this show alone.
Yeah,
okay, three.
I really like Guitar Hero.
But Rock Donnie, Band. Because the game doesn't appeal to him, he's like, why the fuck are they even making this game? Well, they should make a better game. They should... No.
Here's my thing about MGS5 is I don't think it's going to score high. And here's why. There's just been so much controversy with this game that I've listened to so many different gameplay previews and shit from Giant Bomb and IGN where it seems that, you know, Snake doesn't talk at all in the game even. They don't have any voice acting. The missions are repetitive. There's just been so many bad press about this game. I don't think it's going to score high. Yes, people are going to buy it. I know you and Ricky, who are big Metal Gear Solid fans, are going to buy it on day one, yes. But I feel like the scores of this game are going to deter people away who are like, oh, this game looks really cool, who've been watching the trailers at E3 and stuff, and this game will not score high. This game will score a 7.5. And yes, that's not a terrible score, but for a Metal Gear Solid game, that's not a great score considering Metal Gear Solid 4 got a 10.
I think all the controversy is actually going to make the score higher.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Controversy.
I think this game will be much worse than
controversy equals advertisement. Advertisement equals
hype,
sales and hype.
This game is going to sell gangbusters.
Yeah, but people are starting to learn not to buy games on day one because if they suck, you know, you're stuck with them.
I don't think this game
will be as good as you're hoping. I honestly don't. I'd love to be proven wrong.
I don't agree with you on that at all.
Yeah,
I think more people are buying day one. You know, which kind of contradicts what I was saying before. I think more gamers are buying day one because of the accessibility with digital and whatnot. The fact that games are digitally released now, like all my games on my PlayStation 4, here's an honest to God fact right now. My PlayStation 4, for the last 3 months, I have not stuck a disc in my system at all. Come to find out, my disc drive on my PlayStation 4 is dead. I have to send it in for repair. But I never knew that because I buy all my games digitally.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean,
and the fact that I don't have to go stand at the store at midnight to get my copy of Metal Gear Solid, and I can sit here and have my game preloaded, and at midnight it unlocks, and I can start playing. And why all those idiots are out there freezing their nuts off or sweating their balls off at GameStop or Best Buy or wherever the fuck they want to go, I'm sitting at home in my air conditioning, in my underwear, playing Metal Gear before they even get out of the store.
Or even if you don't want to do that, you can just get Amazon delivers it to your door on the release day.
Yeah, but that's later in the day, too.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm saying is if you don't mind not playing it, you know, at midnight, you can just order it on Amazon, it goes to your door, you don't have to do
it. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't do midnight launches anymore. It's been a long time since I don't. But you know what game I would like to do a midnight launch for? NBA 2K16.
Yes.
Ricky, tell me about these new leaked features that came out this week, along with the stacked soundtrack with DJ collected playlists featuring DJ Premier, DJ Khaled, and DJ Mustard.
All right. Mustard.
So one DJ you just mentioned.
What?
I do not know one DJ you just mentioned.
The only reason you know DJ Khaled is because you heard like a rap song. He's like, DJ Khaled!
No, I'm saying I don't know the DJs, any DJ you just mentioned.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
Well,
I'm
you
not
should
into
know
the
DJ
whole,
Khaled.
Club scene, I guess.
Anyways, Ricky, tell me those are rap club DJs, I think. Anyways, tell me about these leaked features, Rick.
All right, so NBA 2K16. We're already hyped for this game. There hasn't been much press about it. It wasn't even at E3, so anything to hear about this game is good. So what was leaked is basically more revamp options for the GM mode, my team, my league. You can play 5-on-5 matches with your created players now. And then they're going to have huge, huge lobbies. So similar to what we saw in the My Park, but it's going to have like 40 players, everybody playing at the same time. So it's going to be more immersive. There's going to be a lot more customization options for your team and your player.
And Steph Curry's on the front.
Yeah, we got MVP.
And apparently I also
Are you
found
never
going to
mention the other two people on the other card?
No, fuck James Harden. Also, apparently Spike Lee is actually doing the career mode, so they're like calling it a Spike Lee joint.
Yep.
So hopefully the career mode will be pretty sweet. Like, I actually liked the career mode in the last one, but like there were a few complaints I had from it, so hopefully they'll be fixing those and adding on. I know you guys don't give a shit, so we'll move on. So 2K is acquiring the college basketball license. So if you really like college basketball, well, 2K is going to have those games. So that means you're going to have a 2K16 NCAA game and a 2K16 NBA game. Does anyone care about this?
No, actually, I'm going to say something about this. So I was reading more onto this, and actually they only acquired a couple of the teams, like a 10 total so far. So what they're predicting is more NBA 2K basically immersion, like it's gonna start maybe like summer league, it's gonna have maybe in the draft, and you're gonna be playing in college season, maybe from high school. It's gonna be more immersion into the story, into the game itself. So starting from the bottom, now we're here.
So in 2K16, that's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Moving on. Apparently, there's a $190 Destiny action figure. Why the fuck would someone buy a $190 Destiny action figure?
Why does anybody buy Destiny?
Destiny sucks.
Okay. Why does anybody buy Destiny? First of all, I can kind of understand someone buying like a $190 like collectible figure or something. You know, there are collectors out there. They buy stuff because they're collectors. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense to us, but you know, it's like me with computer hardware. I got this expensive hardware. You guys don't get it. You know,
nope.
You'll never be able to understand the people that do that kind of stuff. However, a fucking Destiny action figure. First of all, Destiny is shit. Why are you spending $190 on a fucking Destiny action figure? It's like three classes. That's it. What the fuck?
Because people are stupid with money.
I hate you now, Bungie.
How do you feel about this $190 action figure, Tricky?
I could care less about it. I mean, I understand the aspect of picking up collector's things. I mean, just recently, because of everybody else around me is doing it, I started collecting all the pop vinyl figures.
Yeah, fuck yeah, pop finals.
It turns out that somehow, some way, I started collecting yesterday, and I wound up buying 26 of them in one day.
Wow, you have half my collection already. Holy shit. That's insane.
So when you add that up, that's like $260, not including, you know, like the couple extra dollars I paid for a couple extra ones. So I could kind of understand it. Like, I was in GameStop the other day, and I got this weird fascination with Harley Quinn. And GameStop apparently has this Harley Quinn doll statue. Nice statue. It's for $100. And the goddess was thinking about buying it for me, and I was like, yeah, listen, I like it, but I'm not willing to spend $100 on it. But I can understand if I had $100 to blow, yeah, absolutely, I would go get it.
Yeah, I think that's why I like the pop figures is, you know, it's like $10 here and there, and they're cool little, like, you know, makeups of some of my favorite characters from, like, Marvel and, you know, Disney and Game of Thrones and such. But, yeah. I can't wait for those Arkham Knight ones. Those are pretty sweet. You should look them up if you haven't seen them already.
I already have them pre-ordered.
Oh, jeez.
Pre-ordered all four?
Yeah, all four of them.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
I'm skipping the Harley Quinn one. I'm not a big Harley Quinn fan. But moving on. So this week was a great troll from EA to the Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks, the team that lost Super Bowl.
The only reason you're mentioning this is because
they decided to pass on the 1 yard line at the end of the Super Bowl and lost. So, Ricky, I just want you to read these tweets to me and then we're going to have like a good few seconds of laughing and then we're going to move on, okay? Ricky, read me the tweets.
Ricky?
Ricky took off.
Ricky dipped, man. No! How does the Metal Gear Solid thing where he's like, Snake! Ricky! Ricky, read me the tweets, please.
Alright, so the tweets start with the Seattle Seahawks and it says, "Come on, EA Madden NFL. What's a beast gotta do to get a 99 trucking?" And then EA Sports actually, for the first time, has something funny to say. And back at the Seahawks says, "One of these probably could have helped," and it shows a picture of a goal line play with a run straight through the middle.
The Seahawks lost the Super Bowl! They lost it because they passed instead of run. All right, moving on. So Ubisoft released a new For Honor trailer. How do you guys feel about For Honor?
I actually haven't watched this trailer.
How do you feel about the game, period?
I think it's awesome. Careless. It looks awesome.
I think it's like Medieval Civil War if Medieval Civil War was a third-person game and actually had better physics.
The reason why I'm hyped for this game is because it's going to be one of the first multiplayer games that will be sword combat, different ages, battling each other. I think it can be really cool if they do it right.
Yeah, I mean, this game's not coming out until next year, so I'm sure we'll see more of it maybe the next E3, but it sounds like a cool thing, and I just wonder how it's going to work online, you know, the 4v4 multiplayer battles and type of stuff. But I applied for the beta. This trailer looks cool. I'd like to see where the game goes, you know?
Yep. So.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Speaking of cool betas, Call of Duty Black Ops 3 beta has a date. August 19th to the 23rd for PS4. Ricky, are you going to play this beta?
Nope.
Tricky, are you gonna play this beta?
Nope.
Okay, fuck you guys.
Fuck
off. I'm gonna play this beta because my girlfriend is obsessed with Call of Duty and it's like one of her favorite games to play. And I think what they're doing with Black Ops 3 looks really cool with the running on walls and shit. Hey, Jake. When this game does come to Xbox, are you gonna play this beta?
No.
Okay, well, that means pollution. Move on. Yes. On a side note, this is just a nice little side note. Pixel sucks, and I wanted to do this on the podcast so we could have our listeners know this. So I want you to send me an email or send us a message on Facebook. Me and Ricky and Jake, should we go see Pixel so you don't have to?
Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
You haven't seen the movie, but you're saying it sucks?
The reviews say it sucks.
According to the review on the Structure Network by our resident movie man, the fat movie guy, he says it's actually a pretty decent movie.
Well, you know what? The three of us, we're gonna go see it. And we're gonna make our decision on it.
Me, Jake, and Ricky are gonna go see Pixels this week, so by next week, you will know exactly what we think of it. We're gonna give you a nice in-depth review on the podcast. Probably gonna go see it as a non-matinee though, so we're not paying $10.
You mean as a matinee, not a non-matinee.
As a matinee, so we're not paying $10 to see it if it is garbage. Thank you guys. We just wanted to let you guys know. one day. Keep clearing your schedules up, Ricky and Jake. We're going to go see Pixels one of these days. I know you don't have a job, Ricky, and neither do I. So, Jake, let us know when you're free. Outside of the podcast. Moving on, Windows 10 comes out next week.
Yep.
Jake, how do you feel about this?
Woohoo!
Okay, moving on to our main topic, backwards compatibility. What do you guys think about backwards compatibility? So Microsoft had their thing go on with backwards compatibility. Apparently, they're going to have some backwards compatible games, yet they're still going to release Gears 1 as a HD remaster. What the fuck?
They're releasing all the Gears games as remasters.
Are they going to? But it's not in that one pack. That one thing is only Gears 1, right?
Yep. No, the whole it's all three games.
Is it? Are you positive?
No,
I don't
Gears
think it
one.
Is. It's
Gears
just one. Gears 1, dude.
It's just Gears
Hold
1.
Hold on. Hold on. I will look it up right now.
But a lot of these they announced at E3 and they said obviously backwards compatibility, it's coming out, you know, for Xbox One, and then they announced a lot of the games are coming out, and a lot of the games don't seem like they're gonna be on the platform. So what I'm thinking a lot of developers are going to be doing is, you know, saying, fuck letting Xbox gamers play our game without having to, you know, rebuy it. Let's just do a remaster and make the money. And I feel like that's where this is going to go, and that's why Microsoft's move isn't going to work. But, I mean, what do you guys think about
this? I think that's some really convoluted mental gymnastics you just did there. Are you serious right now? You know, Microsoft... So, right now, if you're in the Xbox Live Preview program, you can actually try out the backwards compatibility with some of the titles already, with more being added and then a large, large list of them being available to play in the fall. And Microsoft, and the reason that it's not every single title is because Microsoft's doing it software-based, not hardware-based. So they have to go to every one of these developers and say, hey, can we use your license to enable backwards compatibility for this game on the Xbox One? The developer has to agree to it. So your theory that developers are gonna be like, oh, we're gonna release a bunch of HD remasters and not allow them to do backwards compatibility is fucking wrong. Cause they're already
doing
it. How
is it fucking wrong? Tell me how is it fucking wrong if they're like, if Microsoft comes in and they're like, I don't wanna do that. I'd rather just release my HD remaster and make my money.
Then
how
that's fine, because
wrong?
When people ask why isn't this
Look
happening?
At Dishonored! Look at Dishonored! Are they gonna make that shit backwards compatible on Xbox 360? Fuck no! They're gonna make their money in August on their damn remastered edition.
Well, it's probably.
Yeah, fuck you!
So you're saying every single developer that's ever made a game with the Xbox 360?
No, I'm not saying every
single
developer.
So you're
saying
a majority of them are
gonna
turn around and say no,
of
you
course.
Can't use it.
Developers
wanna
make money!
You're so wrong! Oh my god. No, you're completely incorrect. It's not how it works.
Also, on the other end of the spectrum, who the fuck cares about playing old games?
A lot of people!
Did you buy a new console to play old games?
Hey!
I don't understand that!
Hey, there are people. Hey. So why is anyone buying a remaster on PlayStation 4 or Xbox One then? Why are you buying a new console to play an HD remix of an old game? You know, it's the same argument. It's the same argument that Tricky made.
It is not the same argument.
No. Listen, let me finish. In that someone may not have had a 360 or a PS3 and not gotten a chance to play those games, so now they can buy a new console and have a chance to play all the old games and all the new games. Backwards compatibility is good for the consumer.
I agree.
No. Backwards compatibility is good for the developers.
Wait, what?
Backwards compatibility is good for the developers, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
Because you look at backwards compatibility, okay? Let's just use PlayStation 4, for example, okay? PlayStation is trying to push PlayStation Now. Uncharted 4 is coming out. The best way to get hype is to allow people to play Uncharted 1, 2, and 3 all over again, especially with the people like we previously mentioned that did not have a PS3, that never got to play those three games. Those three games are now available to play on your PlayStation 4 for a price. It's not free, because we're not discussing price here. We're talking about backwards compatibility, so to speak. Now you can play those three games, get hyped up, so when 4 comes out, it's an instant buy for some people. That's good for the developers.
That's why God of War 3 Remastered even exists, is because I think they're going to do another God of War game at PSX.
They already announced they're making it. Yeah.
That's why that was a smart move, because, you know, people who haven't played God of War 3, you know, they got to play it and see, wow, this game's epic. If they make another one of these, I'd love to play it. You know, that type of thing. But
what they should have done is released all the games, because by releasing 3 by itself, you kind of killed the story for anybody that was trying to play up to that.
Yeah. But I think it's very hard. What they should have done, and here's my opinion on it, is I think they should have taken God of War 1 and 2 and put them in God of War 3's engine. I think that would have been really cool.
Nope.
I think that would have been really cool.
Have you played the Master Chief Collection?
We're doing
that. Why would I want to play a crappy-ass Halo game?
The thing is like, so Microsoft's doing this backwards compatibility thing. That's why I kind of – this is the main reason for this. But they're doing backwards compatibility. Yet they're still going to release a Gears of War collection, or a Gears of War 1 HD remaster.
Yes, you were right on that. I was wrong.
A Gears of War 1 HD remaster, and sell it to the consumer and force them to play Gears of War 2 and Gears of War 3 on an Xbox 360, because both those games aren't going to be available for backwards compatibility. They've already said. With the list that they put out, it's not available on there. Gears 4 will be coming out next year, so you kind of shoehorn yourself into people not knowing what the fuck Gears is besides Gears 1. But is that because maybe Gears 2 and Gears 3 have nothing to do with the new Gears? And they feel like, oh, people, you know, from just playing Gears 1, they'll know. But Gears 3 and Gears 2 added a lot of different things to that series. So the main question I have for you guys is, like, what is the point of adding backwards compatibility if you're not going to make it so people can play the, you know, like the Gears 2 or the Gears 3 while Sony's, you know, doing God of War remasters and Uncharted because they're making new games?
1 second. Where are you getting that Gears 2 and 3 aren't going to be available for backwards compatibility?
They're not on the list.
No, they're not on the list yet.
Not yet. Yeah. There hasn't been an announcement saying it's not going to be on the list.
Exactly.
And the reason for the backward compatibility is this is one of the most requested features in current gen right now for both consoles. It's been asked many times, can we play our old games on consoles? You know, can I have a reason to get rid of this thing that's
sitting
around?
People don't want to pay for remasters.
People want it. Yeah. Not everybody wants remasters. Some people still want to play their backlog of games. I still have a huge backlog on my Steam fucking library some games I want to play.
The only game I would really want a remaster for is Uncharted, just because I play those games at least once a year and I'm getting that. And I have no need for a backwards compatibility. That's just me. I don't want to play anything.
Well, doesn't this go back to what Tricky was saying earlier, that people have this tendency to say, if I don't like it, if I'm not interested in it, then I'm going to shit all over it without actually understanding the broader picture?
You're an asshole.
Which is the reason why I bought an Xbox One. So now I can properly shit on it.
Hey, there you go.
Do you still have that Xbox One?
No, I brought it back to the store already.
Yeah, because it's shit. But then the thing is, what is the point of backwards compatibility?
I've already told you what the point is. It's for the people who skipped out last generation and can now play all of last generation's games, all of this generation's games.
But if
on
not all
one
your
system,
games, you, the list they've said is going to be
that's not a final list.
This fall.
That's not a final list.
It's still growing. Yeah.
Okay.
But they said by the end of the year, all games will be backwards compatible.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, if that's why you buy an Xbox, then buy an Xbox. I think that's the dumbest reason to buy an Xbox ever.
Okay, but hold on. Entropios, we've had this debate many, many times. And I'm going to give you both sides of the argument here. One person, I believe it was Alex, pointed out, why would you buy a PlayStation 4 to play PlayStation 3 games? It's a valid point. You're buying a new console. Why do you want to play old games? The argument was always been, well, for the people that skipped out, now they're coming in. Okay, but that's not really that strong of an argument. The reason I want backwards compatibility on systems is simply this. If I own a PlayStation 4, right now, me and Donnie, the only people that, like, technically, well, me, Donnie, and Yield, we all have PlayStation 4s, but Yield is yet to hook his up. Because Yield says he's not going to hook his up until he gets through his backlog. And right now, he is playing Grand Theft Auto 5 on PlayStation 3, and he needs people to play with him. So I want backwards compatibility to be able to stick my Grand Theft Auto 5 disc into my PlayStation 4 and be able to play with him without having to hook my PS3 up. Or if somebody wants, like, if everybody wants to have a Rock Band night, I can put my Rock Band 3 disc into my PlayStation 4 and be able to rock out without having to hook my PS3 back up. That's why I want backwards compatibility. But that's a selfish reason, because I'm being lazy and I don't want to hook a new system, you know, an old system back up. But
I think that's what Microsoft's capitalizing on, is the fact that people don't want to hook their PS3s up or their, you know, Xbox 360s up again.
But you have the option to.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. But they're going to bank on people's laziness. That's why they're, you know, digital, we're going back to digital releases. That's why, you know, companies are releasing their games digitally, because they're making so much more money by releasing their games digitally, because they're selling to you at the same price, but yet they don't have to pay for packaging, they don't have to pay for shipping, they don't have to pay for storage space. They take, like, where they would only make, let's say, $20 from GameStop for selling that game to you, and they're getting maybe like $10 profit off of it. Now by selling to you digitally, now they're making $50 profit.
That's stupid too. That's something I want to get into in another episode, because I know that'll go on for a while, but I do not understand why the fuck a digital price game is the same price as a physical price game. That's why I won't buy digital. I'd rather have a physical game with my case and my physical disc, and which is the same price as digital. Price. That's dumb. I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense. I don't want to talk about that now. That will make this go on for another 30 minutes.
I know. What I'm saying is, when you actually have that conversation, call me back, because we actually discussed this on Trophy Horse, because Nintendo actually put out, there's a news report that Nintendo actually addressed this issue at a stockholders meeting, and their answer was complete bullshit. So I want to come back to
that. I'm sure it was. Most of Nintendo's answers are complete bullshit. Rest in peace, Satoru Iwata. I think getting into the end of this, I feel like, yes, it's great that Xbox One has backwards compatibility. That's cool for people who really want to play Burnout Paradise or something like that. Because I would go back and play Burnout Paradise. But looking at my PS3 now, or my PS4, there's no game that I would, you know, want them to put backwards compatibility on specifically to play, that I'm not already getting an Ishii remaster for, which, yes, sounds terrible, but when I had my PS3, I played all the games, you know? I used my free time and played all the stuff I wanted to play. And I understand, yes, this probably will sell consoles for some dumb reason it already has. I'm sure it will. It's for some stupid reason.
Hold on. So you're saying that you would rather pay money for an HD remaster of a game you already own and still own, rather than just be able to pop in the game?
Because I wouldn't want them to waste resources on this. This isn't something
I'd
want
them to waste
resources on.
To me, it just sounds like sour grapes, that because the only backwards compatibility PS4 has is PlayStation Now, which is controversial. We've discussed
it
before.
But I've never even wanted to use PS Now. I've never even been like, oh man, I gotta go on that PS Now and play Singularity.
But to
That's
me,
I
it
play.
Sounds kind of like you're saying this isn't needed, this is stupid, nobody would want this because you can't have it. Because, what I'm getting from this is that you're saying that I would rather pay money for the same game I already own than just be able to pop the game I already own into a system.
I had the same thought as you said it. I had the same thought, and I was going to call you out on it, because you did say, I don't want a backwards compatibility for a game that I'm already getting a remastered edition for. That was your statement.
Yes, it was my statement.
And that sounds like you'd rather pay for the remastered than play the game that you already own.
I mean, the only remaster I want is fucking Uncharted.
Okay, but that's not answering the question.
Okay,
and
so
now
if we were not getting the Nathan Drake collection, you're telling me that you have no problem taking your PlayStation 4 off, plugging your PS3 in, playing all three of those games again on your PS3?
I did. When I first got my PS4, I did that.
Okay, but are you going to do that every year? Or would you rather have the ability to stick your disc into your PlayStation 4?
I mean, yeah, I'd probably rather have that, but I mean, it's not really that big of a problem for me to pull out a PS3
but
and just play
that's
it.
Your
like,
answer.
I was still playing Last of Us when PS4 had already come out, because my friend didn't have a PS4 and he wanted to play The Last of Us, so I would unplug the PS4 and plug the PS3 in, because
and
I
how
had
convenient
two
would it have been
ports
for you
on
to
the
stick
TV
your PS3
already.
Disc? How convenient would it have been for you to stick your Last of Us disc into your PlayStation 4 and be able to play with him without having to hook your older system back up?
It'd be convenient, yes.
See, you just proved all of us
that's
right.
And that's why I want backwards compatibility.
I agree.
For that single reason.
But and this brings us back to the beginning of this, is you're not going to get it on PlayStation 4.
No, unfortunately.
They already said that.
I think you will. I think what it's really going to take for us to get backwards compatibility, honestly, I think what it's really going to take is PlayStation Now needs to fail and fail horribly to the point where they go, okay, we're not going to make any money off of this. Let's just cut our losses and give backwards compatibility.
It's not possible. It's not possible on the PS4 to do backwards
compatibility. No. So what he's saying basically is it would be possible. Like, let's say you put your PS3 disc into the system, the PS4 system. PS Now would recognize that, and then you'd be able to stream it to the service without paying.
Okay.
You know, that would be a better idea. That would make it possible.
Technically possible, yeah.
Because in all actuality, as we've established, I think on this show and on Trophy Wars, the disc now, because on the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, when you put the disc in, the entire game installs on the hard drive. The disc now is basically just the key to unlock the game.
Yep.
So the fact that, like, if they work the software to make the PS3 the key to unlock the streaming, you may not be able to play it natively on your system, on your PlayStation 4. You may need the internet to stream it, but it is possible. And, Yoshida said it is possible, but it's not something we're looking forward to doing right now. And obviously, I mean, if he turned around and said, yeah, we can do backwards compatibility, and yeah, it's coming down the line, why the fuck would anybody get PlayStation Now? He has to be politically correct. He has to say, listen, we have a streaming service. I'm a subscriber to PlayStation Now. I get PlayStation Now for the sole reason that, you know, as a site owner and as a Sony fanboy, as people would like to call me, I feel that I need to be the person that steps up and says, listen, I've tried View. I've tried Now. I know what to experience. I know I can talk about it. You know, somebody called me out. The reason I bought the Xbox One is because somebody called me out and says, every week you come on Trophy Horse and you're constantly shitting on the Xbox. And how could you honestly talk about it if you never experienced it? And you know what? That's actually an argument I used against Donnie, because Donnie was shitting on the PlayStation 4 before he bought it. He's shitting on the Vita because he doesn't have one. And I always said to him, I said, how can you shit on this? How can you say this is a shit console if you don't have it? I bought the Xbox One. I spent some time with it. It's a shit console. And now I can actively say that because I owned it. I tried it out. Not only did I try out the Xbox One, I returned the Xbox One. I got a 360. That motherfucker red ringed on me in 20 seconds after turning it on. Went, exchanged that 360, got another one, was playing Gears for about 5 hours, decided, hey, this is not for me. I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go back. I'm going to give the Xbox One another shot. Brought back the 360, bought an Xbox One. All these were used, by the way, so, you know, it's not like I'm screwing anybody over. Bought an Xbox One, had it in my house for 3 days. You know how many times I turned the Xbox One on?
None.
Zero.
There's no need to. I mean, it has no games until this fall when Halo 5 comes out.
The second Xbox One I had in my house was played only, and I mean only, by the goddess who tried out Sherlock Holmes. Because that was the only game we wanted to try. And I even said, I'm going to give it a shot. I went downloaded Killer Instinct. 5 minutes into Killer Instinct, I was pissed off because how the fuck are you giving me a free game, but you give me a character, one character that I got to play with, and I got to unlock, I got to pay for every other character for $6 or buy a pack to unlock all the characters. That's such bullshit. Microsoft doesn't know how to do fucking business. That's why I hope Windows 10 fucking fails horribly.
It won't.
It's actually pretty good. That's one thing about Windows
10. I heard it's pretty good, but I hope it fucking fails. And, you know, the fact that they're giving us Windows 10 for free is just icing on the cake, because now they can turn around and say, well, we don't owe you nothing. You didn't pay nothing for it.
Yeah. I don't like Microsoft either, to be honest. I've never liked Microsoft. Ask Jake. I've never liked them.
Oh, I
bought a 360 to play Gears with some friends, and I would never turn that thing on. I wouldn't play it much. And when I did play it, I was like, God, the interface on this thing sucks. Like, I just didn't enjoy it. And I mean, maybe it's just not for some people. Maybe it's not for me and you, Tricky, but, you know, some people do enjoy it, and by all means, that's fine. But I'm not going to buy an Xbox One to play old games. Like, if PS4 got it, that's fucking cool. That's awesome. PS4 has the games I want to play. It has the interface I enjoy. And, I mean, yes, there isn't any games coming in 2015. Sure. Okay. I'll agree with you on that. Xbox has the lineup for 2015. I've told Jake this. I think Xbox has a fantastic 2015 lineup because you got Forza for driving fans, you got Halo for shooter fans, and you got Tomb Raider for people who want to play a single player game. Granted, I think most of those people are going to play Fallout anyway.
Yep.
But the thing is, I'm not going to pay $350 to get a console that has maybe three or four games I want to play and backwards compatibility. And that's my personal opinion on it.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, like, when I bought my Xbox One, I bought the Xbox One with the sole reason of not even trying to play any Xbox One games. I bought it for the sole reason to play backwards compatibility for Gears of War, and only to find out it didn't have backwards compatibility.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's coming, because they'd be cutting off their nose to spite their face. If they release Gears of War for backwards compatibility, there go all their remaster sales.
Yeah, they can remaster 2, they can remaster 3, you know, they can, you know, they'll probably do a pack that's 2 and 3 next year, I'm sure, something, if the Gears were 1 goes well. But any other opinions, anything else you want to say, Jake?
No.
It's great to have you back, Jake.
Sound a little upset.
I miss you like a fat kid loves cake.
That's awkward.
What? What'd you say, Jake? You said you're upset?
No, I said you sound upset.
He says that's awkward.
Oh, awkward. Okay. Awkward.
That's okay.
Sounds emotional.
That's just how Press X to Win is.
Yes.
So, Jake, do you still remember the website?
The website?
Facebook.com/group/PressXToWinPodcast is the Facebook group. If you want to send us a message, honestly, what I probably will have is, Jake, if you wouldn't mind typing a written review on our Press X to Win Facebook of Pixels after we go see it this week.
Absolutely.
Greatly appreciated.
That's
we usually post the
review.
Episodes. We usually post our episodes on our podcast, our Facebook page. We also post, you know, fun little questions, little conversations. Also, anytime we stream a game, which we stream Destiny, we posted that. Maybe mm-hmm. pictures of games we're playing, different things like that. So if you want to join the conversation, go once again, go to facebook.com/groups, press X to win podcast. That is the Facebook group. What is the Twitter, Ricky?
It's at Press X to Win Podcast.
At Press X to Win Podcast, if you want to send us a tweet.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's what you told me last week.
Oh, my God. Hold
Nate,
on.
Nate.
If you want to add me on PlayStation, you can add me at Godly Fatality. That's GodlyFatality. If you want to add Ricky, what is your Ricky? What's your PSN?
No wonder why I couldn't find the Twitter. I searched for hours for that thing. God, you got me. Yeah, I'm at actually AZN Ricky. AZN Ricky. Go ahead and add
Tricky.
Me and we'll play.
What is your Xbox or your PlayStation gamer tag?
My PlayStation gamer tag?
No, Tricky. I said Tricky, damn it.
It is Tricky Mick. TRICKYMIC.
And Jake, what is your Xbox gamer tag?
Temple1337.
Sweet! If you want to play video games with us, go ahead and send us a friend request. We'll generally accept it. Unless you're a douchebag, then we probably won't.
Also, our Twitter is Press X to Wincast.
Press X to Wincast! At Press X to Wincast if you want to send us a tweet.
Thank
also,
you,
Tricky. Next week, we will be back. We will have a Pixels impressions of how terrible this movie actually might be. And next week, our main topic will be talking about... Shit! I just drew a blank.
the price
of digital games and why digital games are so expensive, as expensive as physical games, even though there's no box involved. Thank you, and we will see you.
I'm gonna be back here next week, apparently.
Trigger will be back next week. Thank you, and we will see you next week. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being back, Jake.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Next week we're talking about shit.
Later. Sure.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, editors, news reporters, podcasters, and video editors. If you're interested in helping, please stop by and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and someone will get back to you shortly. While you're there, be sure to stop by and read all of the articles and check out all of the videos. Speaking of the videos, they can be also be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer. Since you're going to be cruising the web anyway, why don't you stop by Facebook and check out the Press X to Win Facebook group, and also the Proven Gamer page. While you're on the Proven Gamer page, make sure you hit that like button. If you want to get a hold of the guys, you can contact them by sending them an email at pressx@provengamer.com or send them a tweet to PressXToWinCast. Since you are listening to this podcast, we want to thank you very much. We would also like you to check out our other podcasts, Trophy Whores, PG Spoilers, and The Bladed Tech Show. All the podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the various podcast applications on your phone. If you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, if you could and would, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave a comment letting the guys know how good of a job they're doing.